A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grief at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisee went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. When I took time to reflect about the message of today's Gospel, I noticed the three words beginning with the letter S, which I find very interesting to pay attention to: synagogue, Sabbath, and stretch. Why did I pay attention to these three words? Because they really help us to know three important things that we need to remember to practice in our Christian life, which are praying, being with God, and serving others. So my brothers and sisters, right at the beginning of today's Gospel, Mark tells us that Jesus entered the synagogue in Capernaum to be with the local people to listen and teach the Word of God if he was invited. However, at the synagogue on that day, Jesus didn't know that he will run into a group of Pharisees who did not only like him, but want to catch him for the act of violations of the law of the Sabbath, because they had heard that Jesus often cured people on Sabbath day. Can't you imagine those religious leaders who were in a holy place, but their hearts was not holy at all? Instead, their hearts were full of hatred, jealousies, and evil toward a teacher and a healer of the people. Thus, if the reason why Jesus was grieved and when he knew their hardness of hearts and angry for the sins of unconcern, the sin of not opening themselves to help the withered hand man on the Sabbath day. And talking about the meaning of the Sabbath, the book of Deuteronomy explains that God's intention for this commandment is to keep holy the Sabbath. The word here is holy. Holy, according to Jesus, is to do good rather than evil, to save life, not to destroy life. This is the reason why Jesus was not afraid to heal the withered hand man by asking him, "Stretch out your hand," and his hand was healed on the Sabbath day. So today, when we go on with the day and with our daily activities, so let us remember that Jesus invites us to remember the fireplace so that we can pray in our busy schedule. Let us also remember we are called to do good things for others, to save life, to be holy. And lastly, let us stretch our hands so that Jesus can heal our hands, and then we can use our hands to embrace others today who are in need of our concern. Amen.
Amen.